semi-detached house. Hugo Foltine, 1928.
The semi-detached house designed by architect Hugo Foltine, which closes the row of terraced houses by Jan Višek and Miroslav Putna in Drnovická Street, can be considered the largest architectural experiment in the new house estate. Only 20 at the time, Foltine designed a structure which reveals his knowledge of Le Corbusier's architecture, mainly the Citroën house in the Stuttgart Waisenhofsiedlung estate from 1927.
This house on a square ground plan formed a single whole with the neighbouring residential unit by Miroslav Putna. However, their layouts and conception of the interior space could hardly differ more. Foltine's structure originally featured a partially open ground floor on pillars, which formed a part of the supporting ferroconcrete skeleton, which freed up the ground plans of individual floors and permitted the use of a glazed facade. A spiral staircase ascending to the residential roof terrace provided access between the floors. The residential hall, elevated over two stories and overlooking the street through a long ribbon window, was the central element of the house. The second floor housed a gallery, open to the hall and linked with a bedroom. This level was lit by a grid window with a balcony on the side facade, which also created a cathedral-like light effect in the main hall. Another bedroom and bathroom were situated on the mezzanine, accessible via a staircase from the gallery. Their raised areas were lit by the ribbon window of the garden facade.
This mingling of various levels creates a vertically flowing space based on Le Corbusier's raised hall as well as Adolf Loos's interior layout. The fact that the individual rooms were not closed, which created light effects in the space, was also unique. Foltine aspired to create a perfect housing machine which would defy conventions and whose interior would be an inexhaustible source of fascination. At present, the site of Foltine's experiment is occupied by a commonplace terraced house, the result of a complete reconstruction to satisfy the conventional needs of later users.